This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
To the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We are live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. We also have a website chat room on the website, or you can hang out in the Facebook feed and comment on what we're talking about on the air. I am guest hosting for Joe tonight. And before the show, and he's still going, I was listening to a little bit of the Trump speech he's giving for the Ted Cruz rally in Texas, and he's hitting on all the people that are running in Texas as well. And I find it hard to believe that Beto O'Rourke or whatever his name is actually has a chance in Texas of all places. Now, I realize someone like Sheila Jackson Lee is a representative in Texas, but that's an anomaly. It's got to be. I can't believe that about Texas in reality. But I find it hard to believe that someone, a goon like Beto O'Rourke, actually would have a chance. And I'm thinking that's, you know, they're pushing it and trying to say that he has a chance. And we already all know how the polls are. But I think it's kind of amusing. And so it'll be interesting to see what happens in a couple weeks. But, you know, Trump's giving a rally and he's talking to the people, talking about all the things they've done, you know, what the Democrats are going to want to do. And that's something to really think about because, you know, first of all, we already know the Democrats have just been screaming and yelling for the past 2 years as opposed to offering anything to voters. Honestly, what do Democrats have to offer voters? What? They already destroyed health care with Obamacare, and they're saying they want to do more stuff to it and make it worse, or they want to do Medicare for all, which is like a single-payer program which fails everywhere in every other country. Countries that only have 30 million people, we have 330 million. So they fail in health care. They want to raise taxes. They fail in taxes. They don't want you to keep more of the money you earn because, you know, to Democrats, it's just crumbs, quote unquote. And they continue to push impeachment and incivility and nastiness. This weekend, Mitch McConnell was at a restaurant eating dinner with his wife and people were harassing him. You know, if you got a problem with him, go to his office and talk to him. Protest outside of his office in his home state or in D.C. But the guy can't even eat dinner. And this isn't the first time people have harassed him. And it's not that they're just saying, you know, asking him a question and interrupting his dinner. They're screaming and yelling and beating their fists like little Veruca Salts because they didn't get their own way. These people really, really have nothing to offer voters. Because let's face reality. Even if they got in, all they would do is what they've been doing for the past 2 years, trying to obstruct anything Trump has tried to push through. They didn't vote for the tax cuts for all Americans, which is what was actually put into place other than people who weren't already paying taxes, which is a very large percentage in this country. They are against the border wall. They want to, some of them, a lot of them want to abolish ICE, for God's sakes. What are they thinking? They really, honestly have nothing to offer voters. And the problem is, and we'll be talking about this at after the 9:15 break, because I have a wonderful, wonderful person guest on tonight talking about the media. And one of the issues we have in this country is the media isn't honest. When Trump says fake news, he's not kidding. Some people are good in what they do, and they're reporting, and they report all the facts, and they report both sides. But a lot don't, especially the mainstream media. And so many voters never, ever get the truth about the candidates. I know this from my own personal experience, because before I got into politics, I was what I call a pure indie. So I actually read the news, and I've talked about this before. I read the regular news. I listened to the candidates. No one ever told me the truth about the candidates. No one ever told me the truth about the legislation that they were interested in putting in, or that they're absolutely, Democrats are absolutely against the Second Amendment, at least elected ones. I know voters out there who might align with the Democrat Party, many are not against the Second Amendment or massive gun control. But I noticed that the news wasn't reporting fully on stories in 2008, so I had to go research for myself. And guess what? That's when I found out the truth, and that's when I never looked back. That's when I took the red pill. So you got to remember, there's still people out there today who don't know the truth, and they will not be told the truth in the mainstream media. They might about some actual, you know, vanilla type news stories that don't really affect their lives, but they won't be if there's a political agenda driven behind it. They won't be told the truth about Democrat candidates, and they won't be told the truth about policy. They have to search for it. And that's where you come in, because if you're listening to this, you are involved. You pay attention. You want to know the truth. You want to see the other side. So it's important to actually get that information out to people you know, friends, family, neighbors. And we will be right back after this break. Don't go away. I'm going to be joined by editor of Granite Rock, Steve McDonald, and we're going to be talking about why alternative media is important.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Day heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Day heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Day heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
With Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at therealside.com, where we also have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. Now, I'm going to jump right in. I am joined right now by the editor of GraniteGrok.com, which is an alternative media site, conservative alternative media site in New Hampshire. And I am joined by editor Steve McDonald, who has been doing this for a while, but I wanted to talk to him about the importance, the vital importance of alternative media and why so many people are going to that now as opposed to regular media. Steve, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, Kimberly. Thanks for having me.
So, first of all, tell everybody about Granite Rock, what it's all about, so they know. They hear Joe say it, and they hear me say it on the show, but maybe you can explain it being, you know, front and center.
Well, GraniteGrock.com is New Hampshire's conservative blog site. We've been alive and well since 2006 when Skip Murphy and Doug Lambert founded the site. I joined them around February 2010, and so I've been hobby blogging there for the last 8 years, and that's resulted in roughly 10,000 published posts. And the experiences, you know, as a hobby, we have full-time jobs. We all work. So we have families, and we have relatives and lawns and homes and lives, and yet we still make time to do this because nobody else is really doing it. New Hampshire doesn't have a ton of new media, and it certainly doesn't have a ton of conservative new media. So if we wanted to make sure that we had a conservative, conservatarian, libertarian-leaning, pro-constitutional, small government, personal individual rights, self to the you know, Kimberly, this is it. We are that voice. And so if we weren't there, we would have a smattering of tiny little peeps that are this kind of, you know, pushing the rock a little, but it's not moving anywhere. GraniteRock.com has a big voice that has a really big reach, and we can move that rock. And if we didn't move it, nobody would. And so that's extremely important.
Right. And like, especially like you said, there's no one else really doing that in New Hampshire. And a lot of the stories that are written about are very local, and the mainstream media in New Hampshire isn't even reporting on them.
Well, sure. And you've been part of some of the greatest stories that we've had. I mean, we've helped knock political candidates out of primaries. We've exposed congressional candidates for, you know, scheming little things that they've been doing. I mean, everything from, you know, bureaucrats at the Department of Environmental Services in New Hampshire to, you know, people running for governor or Senate, you know, 2020 is coming. November 7th, we're going to start working on the primary, and there's going to be people coming here. And we talk to presidential candidates. We interview them. We, you know, mostly Republican ones, of course. The Democrats don't really want to talk to us because we ask difficult questions. But, you know, we're out there at events. We're talking to people who are involved in politics. They know us. We know them. And they don't always love us because, again, we are about policy. No, not policy. We're about principles before party. So we're out there pushing the principles, asking the questions, writing the articles. And people are reading them. And we're looking for answers from these politicians. And, you know, some of them are prepared and some of them aren't.
Right. No, and that's it's one of the good and bad things about New Hampshire is it's the first in the nation state. So every presidential candidate comes here starting, well, they've already started, and they come here over and over and over again. You get all these other political people from D.C. coming here as well to help push their candidate. And, yeah, we get to talk to a lot of them. Well, again, you're right, except Democrats, unless you're yelling at Hillary Clinton, telling her she should be in prison. However, that's a different story. But why do you think, honestly, why do you think it's so important that people seek out and find alternative media as opposed to just their regular local or mainstream media in their states?
Well, obviously, you know, this whole conversation so far has been about a message that we're delivering that they can't get anywhere else. So that's really the answer to the question. The media, even the right-leaning media in New Hampshire, isn't really looking at these conservative issues. They're not looking at really focusing on what policies and what candidates are working really hard for individual liberty, for personal rights, for property rights. And, you know, we're filling that void. We're doing a pretty good job of it, too. We just rebuilt the website. We've just re-equipped a couple of folks with some really decent equipment to go out and capture, the events in the world. And just getting up to this point, Granite Rock really is probably, we're a top 10 media destination in New Hampshire, if you're talking about the internet, and we are. And right now we rank about sixth. We get more web traffic than the National Telegraph, which is the second largest city in the state. So we definitely make a dent, and we definitely have the reach, and they know about it, and that's what matters. They know. The establishment
right.
media knows. The establishment politicians who are tied at the hip to the established media knows that we aren't bought. We don't get paid. We're not interested in being your friend. And, you know, we will burn those bridges if we have to, if it comes down to, you know, the principles. That's what we're interested
right.
in.
Right. And we typically, it's reporting on, you know, all of the facts, which tend to be left out often in mainstream media. You know, they just do a little blurb. Well, you know, at Granite Rock, everyone is looking and searching for the rest of the story, so to speak. Not to be cliched by Paul Harvey, but that's basically what happens. It doesn't seem like the mainstream media actually cares about digging in to do the deep research anymore. Some of them do just once in a while, but they don't seem to have that investigative type journalism going anymore like they used to, that people counted on to find out the truth about stories.
I think they're burdened by a lot of problems. First of all, their format is limited. They only have so many pages they're going to print, and of course the cost of that goes up the larger it gets,
mm-hmm.
because they're paying reporters or they're paying somebody for content. In our current
right.
model, we're not paying anybody. We don't have any
right.
limitations. You can write a 20-word post or a 2,000-word post. Now, not many people are going to read your 2,000-word post unless it's really, really good, but we don't have those limitations. We have the freedom of new media. We can create a 10-second video or a 10-hour video. We, you know, GraniteRock.com has a million views on YouTube, so we have options where they maybe don't.
All right. Hold that thought. Don't go away, folks. We're going to be right back after this and finish talk some more about alternative media and why it's so important.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Nobody has helped me more.
with your tax cuts, with your regulation, with all of the things that we're doing, including military and our vets, than Senator Ted Cruz. Nobody.
President Trump fires up the huge crowd at a Make America Great Again rally in Houston for Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz.
This is Texas. This is the diversity of our city and state that we want jobs, we want freedom, we want opportunity.
Cruz says Republicans delivering on promises.
Elections are about choices. If you want a big government gun-grabbing liberal, well, the Democrats are giving you one.
You'll recall President Trump during the 2016 campaign used to call Cruz Lion Ted. But no more.
He's not Lion Ted anymore. He's beautiful Ted.
Beautiful.
He's Texas. I call him Texas Ted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention. Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find this on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check it out at TheRealSide.com. I am talking with Steve McDonald, who is editor of GraniteGrok.com, and we're talking about alternative media or new media and why it's so important, especially with the upcoming elections and any kind of conservative policies or information that you're looking to get. Welcome again, Steve, and thank you for joining me.
Hey, thanks, Kimberly.
Hey, I've been called way worse.
I know you have.
You've seen it. Yeah. So now, you know, they've been saying lately, you know, they were talking about, oh, fake news. I'm sure you've been called a Russian bot. I know I have. All this thing, you know, especially during the 2016 election. But in reality, wasn't there more fake news coming from news media than there was from alternative media? That is existing good alternative media.
Well, sure. Of course there was. They have an agenda. It's primarily a left-leaning agenda, and it has to feed into those narratives. So in order to prop those narratives up, you have to believe in the future promises of things like Democrat socialism. And in order to do that, you basically have to bend the truth, possibly even break it. So in order to do that, you're going to have to make some stuff up, and you're going to have to ignore a lot of stories that matter, and you're going to have to create some stories where they don't exist. And we don't have those limitations at GraniteGrok.com. We can just look at the world the way it's presented before us, give our opinion, provide links to sources that we find viable to explain ourselves, and, you know, basically let people decide for themselves. We don't censor commenters in any way unless they use vulgar language or become threatening, and that doesn't happen too often. So we have a very open platform, and we really do live and die by free speech. So the traditional media just doesn't do that.
Yeah, and it kind of drives me insane, and this is one of the reasons I got involved in the first place, is they, not only do they not report the entire facts, they might, you know, hit the tip of the iceberg for something. They won't report the entire facts because it'll make their person that they're supporting or their agenda look way worse. But they also don't seem to want to take down one of their own. Like someone that's on their own side, they don't ever seem to want to point out the bad things that that person might be doing, regardless of all the things that that person is actually doing.
I think you start to fray the edges of the blanket a little bit. I mean, if you've got one guy who's doing something and you go after him and take him down because it's the right thing to do, then people start to ask questions, well, why did you ignore that guy over there or that guy over there? So, you know, we write based from principles. We don't care if you're Republicans, Independents, Democrats, or whatever. We want to know what your relationship is to that principle, that constitutional principle, that rule of law principle, that property rights principle. And then we interpret your actions and your words, and we give our opinion on that. And if you're not going to do that, then you're going to have to start fooling around, and that's going to lead to fake news. You're either going to have to make up stories or you're going to have to skip stories completely, which just opens you up to being called a hypocrite.
Right, and we all know, well, we all see that all the time, and we use that word quite often in alternative media. You know, it's also interesting that they scream and yell and exaggerate about small things on the side that they're against, on top of, you know, they don't report fully on the side that they're for, but they exaggerate or make things way worse, seem way worse, on the side they're against, as opposed to just laying out the facts. And if you want to give commentary, that's certain people are supposed to give, you know, that's what we do, commentary. We give commentary on it. But at least provide all the facts so people can maybe read the commentary, but see what's really going on and what the true story is from the fact-based side of the story, not just the commentary.
Well, and a little consistency would be nice. I mean, right here in New Hampshire, we have a state senator named Jeff Woodburn, who is involved in a situation where he has been arrested and indicted on 9 counts of domestic abuse against a Democrat woman in the North Country up in Coos County. And his treatment by the politicians on the left and the media has been very different from, say, someone on the right who would be like that. So, all right, we understand that that's the way the game is played, and we get that. But the media, in my opinion, isn't spending enough time talking about it. And it's not just the media. Even the Republicans aren't really working that story to the length that it deserves. So that's another place where websites like graniterock.com and the new media, bloggers, vloggers, podcasters can come out and say, hey, here's a woman who has been bitten and punched and has been the victim of violence. And where's the Me Too movement? Where's the Believe Women movement? And then that exposes the hypocrisy and gives you the opportunity to tell people who aren't paying quite as much attention as you'd like to think that they would, you know, listen, it isn't just this. There are other issues where these people are not being completely honest with you, and here's where you should look.
Right. And in New Hampshire, and I know there are stories in every state, so when we talk about New Hampshire, we're just being specific, but I know for a fact there's stories in every single other state that no one ever hears about except for your local alternative media or maybe even just insiders, because the mainstream media won't report on it. We had a state rep who pleaded guilty to assaulting an election volunteer, and it was just basically touched upon a little bit in the media, and no one ever said to the Democrats, well, why aren't you asking her to step down? Why aren't you asking her to resign? They never want to ask the Democrats the tough questions when it comes to things like that, ever. They just sort of just let it be, and it goes off in the corner and goes away. That's not being talked about either.
Oh, I know, and we should blame the party, the Republican Party. We can blame other political actors on the center right who don't step up, who aren't necessarily bloggers like us. Right. And apply the pressure necessary to make that happen. You know, everybody talks about spineless Republicans, about how they're just used to being treated this way and how they just react with this seeming indifference, like we're just going to move along because we don't want to play by those rules. But, right. You know, Andrew Breitbart always said politics is downstream from culture, and the culture, that culture is what led us to a country that elected Donald Trump, because he was a completely different animal. He wasn't going to take it sitting down. You don't have to agree with his tactics, but he actually stands up and fights for what he believes in. And an awful lot of people, you know, on our side have been trying to do that for years, and we look at that man and we go, thank you.
Right. No, that's exactly it, because how many times did we cringe or get angry, like when it was Romney or something? It's like, stop being a gentleman, punch back. Can you just throw a spine for once in your life? And I can't believe he might end up being a senator from Utah, but that's a different story. But, and you know, the thing that aggravates me about the media as well is, they should, as journalists, know if a politician is telling them BS, right? Equal pay, women don't get paid equally. They should know that, and they should question, as journalists, they should question the politician who's saying that, well, what about this study or whatever? And they don't. They just let it go as past. They basically regurgitate whatever the Democrats are saying and don't question it. But, you know, they question Republicans.
Sure, and I respect that part of it. I'd like them to question Republicans. And I think that Americans in general, the ones that can read at least, understand that's where the media is. And certainly our current president has made it clear frequently that that's where the media is. And people take notice. I mean, you know, they're struggling. You look at the size of a newspaper. It's not very big anymore. Even the Sunday paper isn't as big as it used to be. And so that's, you know, a result of the market changing. It's a result of people shifting to digital media. You know, a friend of mine was getting busted on because, you know, he's always on his tablet or his phone, and that's how he reads his paper. That's how he gets his news. So I sent him a picture from, I don't know, in the 1930s or 1940s of the inside of a train, and everybody's reading a paper, every single person. They're all focused on their own newspaper.
Wow. Yep, things have changed a lot. Don't go away. We will be right back and talk some more about new media with Steve McDonald from GraniteGrok.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Jill Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out on therealside.com. You can also join the conversation on Facebook, unless you're Greg, and comment on what's being said on the air. I am joined by editor of graniterock.com, one of the top 10 online websites for politics in New Hampshire, Steve McDonald. Steve, welcome again, and thank you for joining me.
No, thanks for having me.
So, I know, and just to let everyone know, I've asked Steve to be on for the next segment so we can talk dish about the elections and other things like that. But I wanted to focus on the media this time because elections are coming up and they absolutely affect elections. So there's a method to my madness, everyone, I promise. Although I might not always know what it is. Now, what are you seeing for media with all of this, you know, Twitter shutting people down, Facebook shutting people down? Are you seeing a shift or less conservative media being posted now?
spend a lot of time on Twitter, so that's probably not a fair question in that regard. On Facebook, most of the people I associate with are folks who are coming to me directly for mm-hmm. content, coming to Granite Rock specifically for content. Most of the stuff that we share in that space is in right-leaning pages, so a lot of that is there. But, you know, if you go out and you read new media elsewhere, there is a lot of talk. We certainly all know people who've been shadow banned, and mm-hmm. we suspect that they have. You've been put in Facebook jail more times than I can count, I think. And so there's always going to be this, and that perception's out there, and it's become part of the culture on the right. We are well aware of the bias. And it just, again, it's like this thing where Republicans just kind of assumed that's the way the environment was. Well, we kind of accept that, but that doesn't stop us from working our way around it. We try to reach out to the people, which is another one of the reasons we go to events, because there's lots of people out there who really haven't even ever heard of GraniteRock.com, or they don't know that they have a local conservative or libertarian outlet where they can go, and there's people who kind of think like they do, writing about things that interest them and how they can use that information to interact with the politicians and the bureaucrats and the people in their town government to help improve their daily lives. So there, and that's at every level. You find that built-in bias at the town level. You find it at the county level. You find it at the state level, and you certainly find it in the bureaucracy. So it's everywhere. It's like you're swimming in it constantly, and you're just looking right. for a little refuge where you can go, oh, I'm not crazy. People really do think individual liberty and personal responsibility is a thing, and that it's something we should try to embrace and advance.
You know, that's funny you said that, because I remember after the Women's March, which I covered in, right here in Concord, in all its ridiculous glory, and I wrote about it, and I had women say, thank you, that's exactly what I think. These women are out of their minds, they're an embarrassment, like people I'd never even, you know, talked to before, whatever, saying things about it, because someone posted what they were thinking, but maybe just didn't have a place to share it out with other people, you know? And I think that serves a huge purpose for a lot of people, that, you know, Granite Rock provides that ability where you have writers who say what a lot of people are thinking, but just don't have the same outlet to share it.
It's like being in an AA meeting. You stand up and you're like, hey, I'm Steve. I'm a conservative Christian, white male, Republican, blah, blah, blah. You know, they need affirmation. They need to understand that you're there, you're like them, and that you're going to speak out about things that are important to them. And, hey, come join the conversation. You know, help us out. Let's talk it through. We're not going to agree on everything. Maybe we're going to find a different angle. But together, we're going to come up with some ideas about what's going on and how we can share our thoughts with people who are making policy decisions.
Right, and that's one of the super important things, is keeping an eye on your local government, and that applies to every single state, which is one of the reasons why I wanted you to come on, because what we're doing in New Hampshire should be and probably is being, hopefully is being done in every single state, where there is someone that can speak up and fight against the ridiculousness of the left, or fight against the corruption of anyone, whether they're right or left. It doesn't matter what party they're in. But, you know, and alert people about ridiculous legislation. Every state should have that because it's so important. And that's one of the things that Granite Rock does as well, correct?
Alerting people about
legislation.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of groups in New Hampshire that do a lot of different things. We try to grab little pieces from all of them. And, you know, I'm in the process of really trying to build up a larger bank of regular contributors, people who maybe contribute once or twice a week or once a week. You need more of those people. So sometimes you'll get somebody from the school choice group, or you'll get somebody from guns, and you'll get somebody from life, and you'll get, you know, so you try to get all those people in, and that they're all tuned in to those issues and those pieces of legislation. So they've got, you know, all the different, you know, we have 1,000 bills every year in New Hampshire. So every session, sorry, that's, you know, and, mm-hmm. And so there's way too much for any one or two or a dozen people to really be paying attention to. So it's nice to have these groups and have them all kind of work together and say, hey, did you see this? Because you probably didn't. There's just no way, especially since, I mean, we're not even paid for this. So there's no way we're going to spend all our time sifting through legislation. But if you've got somebody who's attuned to that and you're connected to them, and you're connected to that through media or new media, you can grab that piece of information, you can write a quick post about it or share theirs if they've written one, and share it someplace like GraniteGrove.com, which has a little bit more reach, and then people begin to see it, and you can start pushing it out into social media, and people begin to say, oh, wait a second, what is this? You know, we've done that with – we do that every year with dozens and dozens of bills that are pressure points that really think – the things that are going to take us in a direction we really don't want to go. Family medical leave is a good example. Marcy's Law is a good example. Just about every single gun bill written by a Democrat is a good example. There's tax bills. You know, you pick a policy and there's going to be a piece of legislation every single year that's just like the garbage legislation from last year. And you have to go out there and you have to make that case every single session that this bill has to die again.
Right. And it's the same typically, and I just already noticed this from something this session again, it's the same legislation. They don't even bother changing it. They just keep trying to shove it back through, even though it failed multiple times before.
Yeah.
For some reason, they think they're going to get new people.
It is persistent, and that's just, you know, if you think about the way the left operates, they've been pushing the culture and pushing the culture and pushing the culture, and everybody a few years ago was thinking, oh, that's absurd, but now everybody's like, well, that's the norm. So that's why you have to fight every single one of these lousy bills, because you know if you stop applying pressure, they're going to advance it. And so you need new media. You need people who are interested in doing this, whether it's as a hobby or as a, you know, a armchair lobbyists or whatever you want to call these folks, to get out there and share information with these other groups and talk to people who are involved so that everybody can start to work. And then use the other tools you have available. Write letters to the editor. Make phone calls to politicians. Get people to do some phone banking with enough legislators that you think you can tip the bill in the right direction. You just have to do it. I mean, if you're a state the size of New Hampshire, it's pretty easy. When you get into a larger state, you're talking about working maybe just on the county level and coordinating. I can't even imagine how hard it would be to work in a much bigger state. I don't know what everybody's legislature is. Our house has 400 seats in it. So that's a lot of people.
Other legislatures are super small compared to ours, but they're also paid and it's like a career and they just become hacks just like in D.C.
Sure.
So they don't care about the people. So that's, you know, it's a little bit different.
Lobbyists.
Well, yep, we have those too, but I guess those people will never go away. Some of them are good, I guess.
Well, they won't, as long as you're going to be applying regulatory pressure and taxing people, and they're going to want to have a voice that's sitting in the gallery listening to politicians or taking them to lunch or doing whatever it is lobbyists do in New Hampshire or anywhere else and trying to get their agenda advanced or their taxes cut or their policies preferred. And, that is never going to go away. I mean, obviously, the best way to simplify it is to take as much money and power and move it down to the state level as possible. That way, the lobbyists in D.C. don't have anything to do. They got to come here.
Right. No, exactly. Do me a favor. We're going to be switching over to the next hour shortly. Tell people where they can find you at the website, Facebook, Twitter, everything.
Okay, GraniteGrock.com, GRANITEGROK, one word, .com. If you are on Facebook, just search Granite Grock. If you are on Twitter, just search Granite Grock. those are the best ways to get a hold of us. And if you want to reach out to me directly, my email is steve@GraniteGrock.com.
And we will be here on the other side of the hour. We're still going to be talking with Steve McDonald from GraniteGrock.com. We're going to be talking about elections and other some current events that are going on. We'll be right back. Go to the website, check out the stations and times, and don't go away and join us on the other side.